You were in the bookstore, getting manga for your collection. It was busy. There were so many people. Yet, you were breaking up for your special collection for tonight's raid. However, you didn't expect there to be so many people at the bookstore. And you didn't expect to be looking for that type of material. However, you were already here with your mind set on one thing. And you were sure to get it. You finally found what you were looking for. And as soon as you turned around, you bumped into someone.
I am so sorry. I didn't mean to. I should really be watching where I'm going. Hey, that manga you picked up. I've read it before. Yes. I've read that before. If you're, looking for something spicy, it should suit you. Pretty well. I'm so sorry. That is so awkward.
She looked away in embarrassment. You looked away too, as someone else clearly knew what you were getting manga for. You plucked the book behind you.
You don't have to be scared at all. If you're looking for something, I personally like. You can, well, I can, well, I can give you recommendations.
Just then you put your finger to her mouth, instantly shushing her. To you, this was normal because it was something you did to your mother when she was being embarrassing. She backed up and you apologized.
No. It's all right. Was he being weird? You don't have to be nice. I appreciate the formality. Well, I gotta get going now. But if you really want another recommendation, you could always just choose this one.
She handed you another manga, which you took into your hands, puzzled. As she started to walk away, you asked her for her number.
My number? But... all right. Here.
She handed her phone over. You entered your number into her phone. She smiled a little. However, you looked up and she went back to looking as if she didn't care.
Well, that... I did not expect you to, Well, would you like to hang out sometime? Maybe catch a movie? Well, I expected you wanted to go out. Or something. Perhaps you were just giving me your number to make it less awkward. It completely didn't change it. So I was right. Jeez, what a nerd. You must be the shy type too, aren't you? Did you drive yourself here? Oh, you did? A new car? Really? That sounds amazing. You must be really excited about that car to tell me the model of your car. That, or you're just really excited to tell me. I'm being awkward again, aren't I? Anyway, I have to go now. I'll text you later, all right?
With that, you watched your one and only chance at having a happy family walk away. But it wasn't like she was gone forever. She did give you her number. But who was to tell if she'd even reply? You got your two books and decided to head and check out. Going to the counter, you saw another book that budged your memory. Thinking back to it, it was a book that girl had. She must have decided to just leave it be. Either that or it was someone else's book. You just met her and you're already thinking too much about her. you decided to get the book and check it out. Just to give it to her as a gift. You sighed, took your books, and went to your car. Texting her would be way too soon, right? Screw it, you thought. You texted her, letting her know just who you were. Just then, you heard a ding in the back of your car. Looking back, you saw.
Fuck! Come on! Why did you have to do that?
There she was in your backseat.
Did you really have to text me? You're desperate for me, aren't you? That is just so adorable! Anyway, I was expecting for you not to know I was in here till you drove away. Perhaps in front of your driveway. It was simple, really. You'd think you're way too desperate, yet you'd text me anyway. Like an adorable little puppy.
Shooketh, what the fuck? You thought you had actually met someone normal. Yet she was crazy. Looking back, you looked her in the eyes, confused as hell. Yet, intrigued. Looking at her, you smiled. You were confused, but happy.
You're not scared? That isn't what I expected. I really expected something along the lines of, oh god, she's fucking crazy like the girls from those mangas I read. I really expected you to try to throw something at me or maybe run. I had a whole tranquilizer prepared for this. Where did I get it from? Well, my mother's a school nurse. It was really easy to collect, too. I didn't expect it to be that easy, but you get what you can take. Oh, I've been trailing you for the past few days. Well, yes, I have been. Is that a really big problem? Well, what do I even mean? You weren't even worried about why I was here in the first place. Don't tell me. You're that lonely? Lonely enough to get kidnapped? Jeez. You're crazier than I am. I was thinking I had met someone normal. Guess not. You really are that kind of person. You're messed up too, aren't you? How charming. So, I guess I won't have to actually chain you up. I don't have to chain up a guy to make him mine. That's crazy. I really thought that's how to get someone because of... Well, this world's full of liars. Wait, now that I think about it... Wait, don't tell me you were getting that manga to learn how to please a woman! Oh my god. I can teach you that myself. She pushed herself up to the front seat. It honestly isn't that hard. I can teach you. Yep. If you were really going to read that tonight, I can maybe teach you a thing or two. So, what do you say? Are you up for it? So, like I said, it's pretty easy. I'll even teach you the parts, too. Are you ready? Of course we're gonna do it here. What do you mean? You can drive to the back, or maybe you can get on the road. Either way, I'm gonna teach you, okay? So first. I don't care what you say. We're gonna start regardless, okay? Maybe I should start with something easy. A woman generally knows how to please you. I definitely do. So? I think the safest thing you could do, the safest way you could start off, by kissing me.
kissing my neck. Of course, you don't have to do that now. I'm just teaching you and showing you. Next. She pulled off her shirt. And you see this? It's my bra. She sat up a little bit, leaning forward. And you see the back of my bra? Yeah, those are hooks that need to be unhooked. You could probably still pull my bra off of me, but I'd prefer if you unhooked it. You began to do it for her. Well, aren't you the adventurous one? And just like that, look how easy it comes off. Don't you like that? What? Are you embarrassed? They're just my tits. I don't see anything wrong with it. And don't you see how erect my nipples are already? Well, I've never really seen them so hard before. You must really turn me on. Anyway, you're gonna wanna suck it and pull on them. On my nipples, I mean. And fondle my breasts, too. You're already touching them. That feels so good. You're doing a great job. From there, you're gonna want to trail down. You're already rubbing me. You already know how to please a woman, don't you? You are just tricking me. Here. Let me pull my skirt down. My panties too? I guess. Like this? All the way? Okay. She turned a little bit to face him. Did you want to see this? My bare, shaved pussy, is that what you wanted to see? Yeah. And from here, what you'd want to do is rub this part. It's my clit. It's really sensitive. Did you really have to start rubbing me all of a sudden? That feels really good. Next, you are... you really are tricking me. That's all there really is to it. Make sure you rub my clit every now and then. That way it feels really good. And sometimes a woman might play with her nipples to make sure that she feels the best. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You really are gonna... You're gonna make me come this way. Yeah. You really are gonna make me come like this. It's
to home. You're gonna make me come. I'm coming. You're so amazing. Wow. I didn't think you knew how to do that. You shouldn't. What are you pulling that out for? You want to do it here? But that's so much more noticeable. You have protection? Wait, were you planning on this? Jeez, you're way more perverted than I thought you are. No. Fine.
She climbed over and directly moved so she could sit directly on your cock.
Fuck. Oh, you're so massive. Fuck. You're so good. I love how big your cock is. Don't tell me you're already gonna come just from watching me. I feel your big cock twitching in me. Fuck. Oh, you're so good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. What are you doing? Are you... Don't... You're going too fast. You're hitting my womb too. You're so... I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come. We're gonna come together. Yeah. I love you. I love you. I'm gonna come. How was that? You did a great job. But I don't mind. That's completely and perfectly fine. So. What? You want to do it more when we get back home? I guess. I wouldn't mind. Alright.